Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
We have a do not fear scripture for you today from John 16:33. I love this one too. John 16:33, probably. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Think of that. In this world you have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 ways to hush your circumstances.
Think of that. Hallelujah.
Mark 4:39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Here are 7 ways to hush your circumstances. Hush your circumstances.
Hush it up.
And quiet the storms of life.
Now, if you're from the South, hush is a relatively well-known term. But if you're not from the South, you may not always get it. But even in one of the scriptures, I mean, one of the translations says hush. Anyway.
When trouble is headed, number one, when trouble is headed your way, always do what Jesus did. When the storms of life rise up against you, be at peace. When troubles come your way, do you find yourself having sleepless nights, tossing and turning, worrying about what may or may not happen? Don't you think that Jesus knew a storm was forming, about to turn up into a dangerous storm? We should follow his direction, as found in Mark 4:38, Contemporary English Version, which says, Jesus was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow. And he was asleep.
Wow.
Mark 6:34, Message Bible, offers some pretty great advice when it says, get your entire attention, give it your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Number 2. He will never tell you to do anything dangerous without a way of escape. Mark 4:35, Classic Amplified says, on that same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Do you believe that the Son of Man knew what was going to happen before it ever happened? Acts 2:23 in the New Living Translation says, but God knew what would happen. And his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
And if he knew he was going to be betrayed and crucified, he most certainly knew probably that the storm on the Sea of Galilee, you know, what we don't always know stuff, but God knows everything. Since Jesus most probably knew the storm was coming, do you really think he would have put the disciples, those closest to him that were getting ready to go, he wanted to go spread his message to the world, he's going to let them drown and die? Nope, not going to happen. And everything we face in life, no matter how great the temptation or sometimes seemingly insurmountable the problems appear above us, God always provides a way of escape.
Hallelujah.
Even from sin.
Number 3, God is not moved by your circumstances, and neither should you be. We want to give you an absolute fact. If you're doing what God has called you to do, fulfilling his vision for your life, being obedient to his divine direction, stuff is going to happen.
That's it.
I remember an airplane flight some years ago. There was a violent thunderstorm in the distance as the plane leveled off to its cruising altitude. As we drew closer and closer to the thunderstorm, lady sitting next to me was becoming increasingly nervous and fearful about the storm. I listened quietly until she said she didn't want to die in a plane crash. I confidently told her that our plane was not going to crash, but that we were going to arrive safely at our destination. When she asked me how I could be so sure, I said, because I'm on this plane. and God still has a lot for me to accomplish in my life. Then I told her that he had plans for her as well. That's when I discovered she was a strong Christian, but her faith was weakened because of facing fear without faith. Isaiah 41:10, 41:10 Message Bible. Don't panic, I'm with you. Do not fear, for I am your God. I'll give you strength, I'll help you. I'll hold you steady and keep a firm grip on you.
Number four, when in the midst of the storms of life, we need to call on the Lord and quote the word.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 86, verses 5 through just partly. Psalm 86, 5. It says, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Wow. If you need peace, the peace of God in your life, you need deliverance from the storms of adversity. We need to also take in Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14, classic Amplified. I love this one too. 12 through 14, Jeremiah 29 says, then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Wow.
And that can be captivity from fear or things that just have, you know, inundated your life up to this point.
It's great scripture.
It is.
Number five, when you rely on the word, all your fears will leave. The best reason not to be afraid is because the word of God tells you not to. Isaiah 41:10, 41:10, contemporary English version. Don't be afraid, I'm with you. Don't tremble with fear. I'm your God. I'll make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victories. That's a great scripture to personalize. Don't be afraid. I am with Sheila. Don't tremble with fear. I, Sheila, will make Sheila strong as I protect her with my arm and give Sheila victories. That's a great scripture for you to personalize. One more. Don't tremble with fear. I, Vincent, will make Vincent strong as I protect him with my arm and give Vincent victories. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. 20, verse 1. Message Bible. In a few minutes, you're going to do battle with your enemies. Don't waver in resolve. Don't fear. Don't hesitate. Don't panic. God, your God, is right there with you, fighting with you against your enemies, fighting to win.
Now, that ought to just make you shout and run around the place and have the most wonderful Wednesday you've ever had.
That's exactly right.
Number six, when facing adversity, tell your circumstances and those around you to hush if you're from the South. Tell them to knock it off if you're from anywhere else, I guess. Sometimes you don't even have to tell your friends, more properly known as acquaintances, to hush, because at the first sign of adversity, they're gone faster than chocolate pie at a church picnic. However, for those who either comment before bolting or hang around, never let the second voice distract you from what you know to be the spiritual truth and your ability to allow God's power to work through you. Have you ever thought about how you want others to perceive you, what you want them to say or think about you? Truthfully, well, I can think of several ways I'd want to be spoken of, but there's not too many more satisfying than Mark 4:41. Mark 4:41 in the Message Bible says they were in absolute awe, staggered. Who is this anyway? They asked. Wind and sea at his back and as at his beck and call. You're probably thinking, yes, but that was Jesus. Well, let us quote for you John 14:12. John 14:12. Write it down. Classic Amplified. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these because I go to the Father.
Hallelujah. Number seven, always be willing to learn in every situation. Philippians 4:11, New Living Translation. I'm not saying this because I'm in any need. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in. You know, we've gone through some things in our lives, and we just wanted to learn everything we could in those situations so we'd never have to experience them again. Philippians 4:12, New Living Translation. I know how to live on almost nothing and with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. See, God wants us to learn how to live in every situation, circumstance, problem, adversity that we face. We strongly suggest that you meditate on Philippians 4:13, 4:13 Message Bible. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. The only one he can make you who wants to be you is your willingness to learn from every situation you face. One final scripture, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 in the Message Bible. All praise to God and the Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah. Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we're going through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who's going through hard times, so we can be there for that person, just as God was there for us. Your Heavenly Father is teaching you his way 24 hours a day. Just get it down inside of you. Hallelujah.
It takes practice.
It does.
But if God said it's possible, then it's possible.
That's it. Hallelujah. Until tomorrow morning at
8:30
Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.